important message tonight from our brother Yishai Reinhardt. We've known Yishai for a number of years. Pastor Bert has actually been over to Sterode, I think, and he's helped you many times visiting the sick. Yishai's ministry is directed primarily at victims who have been traumatized and affected by all the trauma that goes on in the war and all the violence that's happening in Israel. Yishai, as I understand, visits both believers and unbelievers, praying for them, hopefully being able to have the opportunity to share the love of Yeshua. And so that's a vital, important ministry that's doing great work in Israel. And he'll tell you more about, of course, his work. And again, we want to truly support him. We want to ask for the Lord to put his hedge of protection around him, his ministry headquarters, the volunteers that go over there to work in the field, because they're right on the front lines where the action is taking place. So without anything more to do, Yishai, would you come? Let us pray for you, and would you share what God's put upon your heart?
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome. You want to preach it?
Sure, I'll pray for him. I pray for him all the time.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, dear Lord, we want to thank you for this this beautiful Shabbos day you've given
us. Thank you.
Thank you for bringing Yishai back to us safely. Lord, prosper his ministry. Give him strength to carry on. Give him the right words to say to those sweet, sweet people. And Lord, while he is here, protect his family, protect everybody, protect everything that's happening over there.
Yes, Lord.
And we'd ask that you protect that special ministry in a supernatural way until he can return. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done through him. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Give him a head on, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Shabbat shalom. What an honor to be back here in Denver. It's been a long journey. I was here in America for 4 weeks from July, and then suddenly we have this horrific war, and I immediately flew back because our staff there was just overwhelmed with the rocket attacks. We only had 3,300 rockets in 27 days, so we are our land became Swiss cheese in a comical way, but very, very very serious time where over 5 million of our people were confined to bomb shelters. But hallelujah, we serve an almighty God who never slumbers and never sleeps. He is the guardian of Israel, protecting us. For those, amen, amen, thank you. We live, as Bill said, right on the front line. We are 1.6 kilometers from the border of Gaza, our city limit of Sderot. It's not Sederot, it's Sderot. It's like Sde Boker. Sde is a field. Rot is a crossing in the field, sort of a meaningless name for a city, but that happens to be the name of Sderot. But that city was established 60 years ago by new immigrants from Morocco and Tunisia. Some from Persia, and then later the Russians came about 15, 20 years ago. Ethiopians, we have a wide variety of people, but these are very, very courageous people who have to suffer under continual rocket attacks for the last 12 years just because they're Jews, just because God has called them back from around the world, not knowing why, but just seeking a better life. But a few seeking God's covenant promises that were given through the prophets and through Moses and the prophets that one day he would bring a redeemer, a savior, a kinsman to save us. But what do we do until that happens? We suffer. We sacrifice. Our lives are korbanot. Korban is sacrifices. The three young men whose lives were taken, not by choice. They were not choosing to be korbanot, but they were just young Talmudic students coming home, and they were kidnapped. But that began this present war that we are not finished with. We're just, who knows how far into the war we are in, but we went through 27 days, now almost 30, of horrific aggression from a force that is determined to take us out. But the miracle, we live in a land of dynamic miracles. We see a God who protects us, who put us in harm's way, because he's going to prove to the world, like he did throughout history and in Egypt, what a mighty, almighty, merciful God he is, a God of covenant love. And that's for us as well as for each one of you, because you are the Israel of God with us. You share his divine destiny, his covenants, his promises. So we are an example of his incredible mercy. For us to have that many rockets, 3,300 plus, we just had 60 yesterday. So maybe the day before. I'm jet lagging, if you know what that is. But we've had so many attacks but to have only two people killed, two civilians killed, and one person died of a heart attack running to a bomb shelter, that is a miracle beyond words. Miracles. God is our shelter, and he protects each individual, including you, who put their trust in him. We are a nation of probably 60%, 70% of non-believers. We hope that there's someone up there, but we are basically secular as a nation with a small amount of maybe 30% who are Orthodox. Most of them are knitted kippah like this. This is traditional Orthodox. And then about 10% who have the black, all black and Hasidic, ultra Orthodox. But in the land where we live, we all are in this together. We are being attacked, but in each attack, we see everyone in the country is praying. We know all of you are praying, and then we see miracle after miracle after miracle. How can there be so many rockets and so few people killed? That's a miracle. How can we had sent so many of our soldiers? We had 75,000 of our soldiers. Some guys, 45, 50 years old, happy to be at home, and then suddenly dragged into a war and having to defend our country. But there was, I think, only a few days ago, there were only 68 soldiers killed. That's a tragedy. But and the tragedy is on the other side as well. Innocent people. Some of the Palestinians are just innocent. Their leadership is satanic, satanically inspired and motivated to take out Israel forever. One of the miracles of this war is that these young guys who died, that opened up Israel's saying, well, we must take out the Hamas in the West Bank, who may be kidnapped. We must find them. And so they started arresting, as arresting the Hamas leaders throughout the West Bank. Many of them were prisoners, people who had been in our prisons as terrorists, murderers, released because of all these prisoner swaps that Israel was making, and so there are terrorists released back into the community. So when Israel went through the West Bank trying to find the those who murdered these young men, they arrested many, many of these ones who had been in our prisons before. That made Hamas in Gaza start shooting rockets. So that's the beginning of the present reality. But the miracle is that if this war had not started, all those tunnels that were entering into Israel, the military knew about some of them, but they had no idea how vast the infrastructure of tunnels under the ground were. and how many had come out in around Sderot, where we live, and Netivot, and the towns around us. There was a plan by Hamas that on Yom Kippur, this Yom Kippur, in another couple months, Rosh Hashanah, they would launch an attack with how many hundreds? They could run through the tunnels and put 200 coming out each tunnel, guys in terrorists in Israeli uniforms, Israeli weapons, and going in and kidnapping and massacring as many as they can in our schools, in our all through the country, and especially there in the south. So God, in His mercy, has put a hedge of protection upon us, even so that the war would begin. But now that we are in the war, that He would protect us. It continues to protect us now from the huge slaughter that would have happened. So I can only, and we can only say hallelujah, hallelujah, for His mighty mercy. We bless You, Holy One of Israel. You are Yah Almighty, who puts a hedge of protection around each one of us, but especially Israel, Your people, who You've put blinders on their eyes so that we all can believe. So, Father, we bless You for Your safety and Your miraculous power for Israel. So we live in the land of the covenants, a land of suffering, a land of sacrifice, but a land of promise, a land that we all will be living in one day soon. Is that hard to believe? You're not going to be here in America. If the King of Kings is ruling and reigning from Jerusalem, why do you want to be in America? Or up in the clouds playing harps? That's all fantasy. You know, that's some fantasy that the church could not, they had no nothing physical to make connections for covenant. And so they came up with ideas what heaven would be like. But heaven will be with Messiah, the Almighty One of Israel. It says He is a man of war. Ish milchama. He is the Tsar. The Messiah is the Tsar Yehovah Sevaot. The commander of Yah's armies is Adonenu Yeshua, our master. So He is the one who is leading our soldiers as they pray every day before they go into battle. They get together and they recite the prayers of King David, and they declare the almighty power of Yah, our mighty God. And so there's no nation in the world that the soldiers stop and they like maybe the Broncos or something, they stop and pray before they go and play football. Some sports groups who have spirit-filled coaches. But Israel stops and prays, and maybe not typical Baptist prayers or typical prayers that like you would do, but they take the promises, the prayers of King David, and they declare them to the spirit world and to the Almighty Father. And then when they go to battle, He protects them. We have so many miracles, frontline miracles of God's intervention in this war. Some of you who have of laptops, computers, and you can go online, you can see the miracles. If you only have Fox News, you don't hear of miracles. You just hear of this happened and this happened. But let me give you a few special miracles that happened that soldiers have come out of the battle and said, this is what happened. You know about the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome is really only a Band-Aid, makes us feel somewhat secure, takes out some rockets, but takes out about a third. So out of 3,300, it cannot keep up with that volley of weapons coming at us, rockets. But it takes out a considerable amount. One situation was there's a soldier who was in charge of of one of the rocket launching sites to take out the Hamas's rockets and the Iron Dome. And there was a rocket launched, and within 2 seconds, their computers can lock in on the rocket, know the trajectory, where it's heading, and how many seconds it will take to land, and then they can launch the Iron Dome to try to take it out. They shot one Iron Dome anti-rocket. It chased it. It missed. Then they shot another one, and they could tell it was heading toward to Tel Aviv, one of our largest commercial centers in Tel Aviv, or there's a military complex that controls all of Israel, and it's many, many layers underground in the center of Tel Aviv. And this rocket was heading right toward that or the Israeli commercial center. This rocket, the soldier fired another rocket, anti-rocket missile, to take it out. It missed. And so it was within 2 or 3 seconds of taking out its target. And the soldier said he could see on the radar, it can tell the wind and everything through the computer systems, a very strong east wind blew. And blew the rocket from landing, knocking out the center of Tel Aviv into the sea. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless you. We bless you, Yah, our God, Almighty One of Israel. Almighty One of Israel. So that's such a miracle that God has led us, allowed us to be in this battle against evil. But he is the one who never slumbers, never sleeps. He's the Shomer, the guardian of Israel, who is each of one of our guardians as well. Another miracle. A soldier was running and fighting in battle. They opened up with machine guns on him. He had the flak jacket. He was peppered with bullets. One went inside the jacket and then did a zoom around in there, but never entered his body. He's got all the scars of those bullets hitting and one entering, but he's safe. Miracle, another miracle. Another miracle was one soldier was shot with a bullet hit his hand grenade on his belt. Of course, you know, you have all the hand grenades on your belt. We call it rimonim. A rimon is a pomegranate. Yeah. So a pomegranate grenade are the same word. Anyway, it hit the rimonim, the grenade, and embedded the rocket, the bullet of the terrorist embedded into his hand grenade and never discharged the hand grenade. Hallelujah. Miracle after miracle after miracles are happening and have been happening throughout this war. So we serve an almighty God who never slumbers and never sleeps. We are, as you know, right positioned, as you can see on the flyer, that the flyer, the one flyer, it was our normal outreach flyer, what we do in Sderot, bringing comfort to all the families who suffer and through live under rocket attack and suffer. But the other one you'll see are our fresh photographs that we're taking in the last 3 weeks with our ministry outreach to help the families who are being so devastated throughout Israel. And these are what our ministry is doing about involving some of the families. There's one miracle of a little girl. Maybe her picture's on the front. She was 8 years old, a Bedouin family. And a rocket landed right beside her. And she is ripped open from here to here, and hopefully her picture's on there. But just a precious, precious little girl who the doctors were able to immediately do the surgery and spare her life, and her family are so thankful to have us come as Jews into their room. We sing some Arabic praises to God. We sing Hebrew. We pray for them equally as we would any Jewish person or any Moroccan or anyone. And we see God's answers to prayer as we pray. Another little girl, she is 3 months old. She's also Bedouin. A rocket landed right beside her and her mother, killed her father. So the little three-month-old is an orphan. And the lady, she's only about 18, very Muslim, very headdress and everything, but just so touched that we would come and pray over her daughter. And now we see the daughter coming out of the coma and being restored by the Almighty God. And so the young Muslim girl is so touched by our sharing the love of our Messiah and the power of his mercy for her daughter, despite the tragic loss of her husband. So we see pain and sorrow, but we see miracles in this land of Israel. So I just want to say thank you, each one of you, who have donated, financially donated through this past year to help us be there on the front lines, serving, giving, caring to hundreds of people every week with the love of our Messiah. We couldn't do it without you. I just want you to know we are. When I was in Vietnam, for each person that was a frontline Marine like I was, we had at least 20 behind us in the supplies and the food and everything supporting us. You are our support. You are the ones who hold up our hands in prayer, and God answers your prayers. We had a rocket, another miracle. We had it last Shabbat. We had 7 rockets come in on us, and I quick ran out with my camera. I'm taking photographs, and everyone else is running into our office, which is a bomb shelter, for every house has a bomb shelter. They all run in there, and so I'm running out trying to say, where's the rockets? Where are the rockets? Because I want to videotape them. I lost my fear in Vietnam. I don't worry about rockets anymore. It's called eternal security. Anyone know about that? It's pretty good. But if God knows when we were born and when we die, it's wise to get down so you don't lose your arm if rockets are coming. But he's going to protect us. But anyway, a rocket. The Iron Dome took out 3 of 7 rockets right over us, coming in on Sderot, and one landed just a few meters behind our fence, blew into our ministry center with shrapnel. I've got a piece of shrapnel out on the table from that, if you want to see it. It was still hot, and but it would just take off your head, a piece of shrapnel like that. But no one was injured. We had one of our volunteers out in the yard. We have precious little lambs, bunnies, doves, all kinds of things to minister shalom to the children. As you can see on the other brochure, all the stuff we do to bring shalom to the precious children who are traumatized. But that rocket did not hurt anyone. So to the praise of the Lord. Amen. So we are excited to live there. You'd think, what a crazy place for to live, and you must be crazy to live there. No, it's not true. We are a little crazed by the volume of rockets, but our faith is in the Almighty God and is strengthened by seeing the miracles of God in action. Here you can certainly get lulled by watching too many videos and whatever you do for, and there's nothing that spikes your need for faith to see God dynamic. But living on the front line like that, I can't tell you what an incredible place to serve and see His almighty power working to protect us. So I just want to say thank you again for all your prayers and all your donations. And I want to say thank you, those of you who've come, those who donated 2 weeks ago when I called Bert. I said, Bert, we're doing music events in the Machane, the campments all along the border, like the old USO shows. We are doing music events with Messianic vocalists and performers, and very, very special ones that the soldiers love. And I said, we need headlamps. We need this. We need that. And so Bert quickly took up an offering and sent us the money. And so we were able to supply the soldiers with headlamps, with mosquito repellent, with underwear, with cell phone chargers, with all the touch-tone screens, because we live in the land of dust. There's no rain there, not like Colorado. We live in dust. And all the touch-tone screens in the command bases would not work well because the dust was on everything. So they called us emergency. Help us. Can you help us buy akbarim, mouses, mice? Computer mouses, akbarim. That's how we say it in Hebrew. And so we quickly went out and bought 75 mice, and through this contact of getting someone to open in the middle of the night, and we met them, and we bought the mice, and then we had to get connected with some other people, and the roads are all blocked because we're now under rocket attacks. And then through this and this and this, finally we got them to the commanders. You'll see a picture on the front where I'm delivering these sacks of mice to computer mouses to these. All these guys are generals and commanders, so you see in the photograph. They were so touched that just a bunch of normal civilians would do everything they can to get some way so that their computers would work more effectively out in the front lines, across in Gaza. So those are ways that you are practically being involved through your courageous rabbi, Bert, of helping us do an effective job, and you being the support base to make it happen. So I'd like to show a video. It'll show the first 20-30 seconds are some footage, just recent footage, and some archive footage together, shows you what it's like living in Sderot and all of the border cities who have been pounded so much by rockets, and then what we, Hands of Mercy, are doing because of your partnering together with us. So with no further ado, we'll look at that.
Located in the also provide exciting parties for their children, helping them experience the blessing of their new life in Israel. While suffering many recent rocket attacks, these holiday candles help them personally consider the mighty miracles of salvation God has promised in this dark and wretched world, while awaiting coming light. Assisting recovering children, soldiers, and their families in hospitals and homes remains at the heart of Hands of Mercy. This offers expressions of comfort and encouragement in the face of their often hopeless lives. We are honored to personally reach out with God's love to those who suffer the most throughout this promised land. The struggle for life continues to spread throughout Israel, affecting many innocent families, especially those who live here in this frontline city of Sderot. To meet the need, we are developing creative projects to help in every possible way. So thank you for the vital role that you and your congregation play with us in this challenging ministry, knowing that our work will certainly be rewarded as together we reach out with His Hands of Mercy to Israel.
Hallelujah. We serve an almighty Yah, almighty God, who never slumbers and never sleeps. You can see what it's like living in Sderot and all the cities along the border. Now, not just the border cities, but Haifa, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv. The enemy, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord, Yah, will raise up a standard against him. So that's what he does when you pray. He dispatches an angelic dome over us, which is much more effective, the Iron Dome. I'm sure the angels even direct the Iron Dome to take out the rockets. But together, they are the angels and the human angels are, angel means messenger, so it can be angelic or it can be you. The messengers of Yah, the Most High, are the ones who are protecting us. And so we stand on his promises and humbly bow before him, thanking him, blessing him, worshiping him for his covenants that are that we are watching as his end time plan fulfills through us. We probably are that last generation. We, by watching what's going on in the weather and earthquakes and in the economy, in ISIS, our neighbors all around us, in politics, we see the world very, very traumatically going into birth pangs that Yeshua warned us about. But he said, the prophetic last days, do not worry. I've got you covered. Do not worry. You know, hundreds of times it says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear. In some way or other, it says, trust me. I'm almighty. There's a dark force. He's got a lot of freedom. But I have my hosts of heaven who I will dispatch for you, for you, for you, for us, for Israel. So together, we will soon see the mighty miracles of when the smoke clears, America will not be here. The nations will not be, but Israel. God will rise you up with us to be his bride in the land. I'd like to just read a few scriptures that are of encouragement to us. It says, this is from Jeremiah 31:20-21. It says, for who is this who pledges his heart to approach me, says the Almighty? I will be you will be my people, and I will be your God. At that same time, thus saith the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. For thus saith the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness, Israel when I went to give him rest. For the Lord who appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. There with loving kindness I have built you. You shall be, I have drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you will be rebuilt, O virgin Israel. None of us are righteous. No, Israel is certainly not a virgin in reality, but God, through his prophetic foresight, sees when one day we will look on him whom we have pierced. We will weep for him as a lost and only son. In that day, God promises all of Israel will be saved. So this prophecy that he sees us as the bride that he takes into the wilderness, through the wilderness of your lives in America, the wilderness of our lives in the last days. But prophetically, his promises will soon be revealed one by one as he purifies us in the wilderness. We find him to be a dynamic, merciful God who intimately loves each one of us, who will feed us in the wilderness. I don't know what wilderness you've got to look forward to in America, but do not worry. God says, I am there for you. I never slumber, never sleeps. I'm there to save you. And with Am Israel, the physical nation. And then some of you, he will draw you to move over to be with us in to see the coming of our Messiah King and the glory of those last days. Let me read a couple more scriptures for you. It says in Isaiah 40, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Speak comfort to Jerusalem. Speak comfort to Israel. Say that your warfare is ended, your iniquities are pardoned. God wants us to be the ones who express mercy when none of us deserve mercy. Express that compassion to the nation, his chosen people, who have blinders, God-given blinders, so that our world can believe. But one day soon, in the middle of all the enemies that will try to destroy us, ISIS, Syria, Hezbollah, Iran, it does Gog Magog, they are nothing in the sight of the Almighty God. He says he laughs at the plans of the wicked, knowing their days are numbered. We must have that same kind of faith daily given to us by his promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us, so that we can stand victorious and move into this divine destiny, the kingdom that he is preparing for us to be in that land of Israel. You see the idyllic pastures. I took that photograph in the springtime where you're looking through the flowers to Gaza. That city in the background is Gaza, where they're launching all the rockets. But one day, the Prince of Peace, Sa'ar Shalom, will come, our Messiah. He will save us. And that's exciting. Hallelujah. He will. It's his will and his plan to save us. So our job until then is to express his love, his mercy to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to those who are battered and are being korbanot, sacrifices, and who are suffering by bringing food, clothing, praying with them in the hospital, seeing miracles of his healing love, being there for them as living examples of our Messiah vibrating in us and through us. You are the shining ones with us there in the land. I'd like to read Isaiah 61. This is what God is saying to Messiah Yeshua, or Adonenu, but this to also us. The Spirit of the Lord, God, is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He's anointed us if you ask him every day. You got poor people neighbors. We have in our town alone 25,000 who are poor and needy. Over 50% do not have jobs, and the city, our city, is $30 million in the minus, 100 million shekels in the minus. No money for Revaka. Revaka is social services. So God has given us the honor to be in that center with the blessing of the rabbis, the blessings of the mayor, the blessings of our city, to be there as a messianic light. It's a shock. How can we be blessed by our community to express our Messiah in tangible ways with the rabbis, side by side with them? And so it's like you are enabling us to be that special ministry that bridges the gap between the ancient Jewish faith and the Messiah, our Savior. So it says, and this is the Spirit of Yah who is upon us, upon our Messiah and us, who we are anointed by him, to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So God wants us to be those expressions of his mercy to the nation of Israel and our enemies who are in Gaza, our enemies who are spread throughout Israel. We have out of just short of 6 million, 6.5 million Jews, almost 1.5 million are Muslims, Arabs, who are becoming more and more violent, almost on a daily basis, who are our enemies. But Yeshua said, "Pray for your enemies, bless them, help them. Then they will. It'll be like pouring coals of fire on their head. They'll have nothing to say." So we are a ministry that many Muslims come into our ministry every day. Many come. Our place is packed. We feed hundreds every day and give clothing and many pay for light bills and meds and all kinds of stuff because of God's mercy reaching out to them, and it's now taking its effect. Because throughout Israel, the Messianic congregations are being filled, bursting at the seams. We have many, many people coming to faith because of the pain and sorrow and suffering that we're facing. So we just want to say thank you with all our hearts for being part of God's plan of healing, of geulah, of redemption to Am Israel. I'd like to read one scripture in pass and closing. In Matthew, it's our master's challenge. It says in Matthew 25, 37, "Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Master, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and take you in, naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?' Then the king will answer and say unto them, 'Assuredly I say unto you, for inasmuch as you've done it to one of these, the least of these, my brothers, you've done it to me.'" Amen.
We're going to have some gentlemen go around with some buckets. They had chicken in them. We don't want chicken. We want a silent offering. Now, our sages tell us that when you stand beside a righteous man and you assist in his work, you also partake in his righteousness. There's another saying of our people. It goes very, very far back. It goes back as far as the time of Yeshua, as I know. And it was this: when a poor man stands at your door, the Holy One of Israel, blessed be he, stands at his right hand. Now, not all of us can go to Sderot. Not all of us can do all the things that Yeshua, my brother, is doing. But all of us can help him. We can stand with him. We can support him in this ministry. We can feed the poor through him. We can bind wounds through him. We can find salvation for the unsaved through him. So I urge you to be generous. As he is here, the rockets yet fall. The injuries, the wounds, the catastrophe of war goes on. Sometimes the wounds are not those you bind up with Band-Aids. You get bound up with hugs because they're in hearts. So please, please be generous as the men come. And if you could offer us a little music to do that. Oh, and do please make out your checks to Roe Israel. And we will, what? Okay, and you can put Hands of Mercy in the memo section in case you think we're not smart enough to figure that out. Stay in prayer for my brother Yishai. He's just come through some health issues himself. We prayed for his healing, and the Lord granted that prayer.
How do we help the poor in Sderot? We have developed a home industry project. It helped many, many single mothers, some grandparents, and their kids. And we make Judaica jewelry and different other Judaica gift items. I have a table in the back. You'll see some beautiful jewelry, new styles that we've designed. It's called Bling. It's called Luxus. Luxus is Hebrew for luxurious. Luxus. Some really nice stuff that and they all have God's promises, Hebrew promises in the jewelry, like a mezuzah, that some are about love, some about courage and strength, some about healing promises. How can you support us? Just take them. Send us a donation in the future. You don't have to put any money in the box. If you want to, fine. But we have a suggested amount that we think they're worth. Also, nice bracelets just take them and send us a donation in the future, or donate to Hands of Mercy through Israel in the next months. But it's just a way that we can support these precious moms. And you'll see on the back of the package a picture of the faces of some of the moms who are making this jewelry. So take some and just take extra and give them away to your friends or for their birthdays. They're nice gift items. So and make sure you all get a bracelet. We have different types of beautiful bracelets. Okay? Thank you.